St. John's Nation, thank you for once again tuning in to St. John's Missionary Baptist Church Podcast to listen to Pastor Michael H. L. Robinson Sr. bring the word that God has given him. Today's podcast is titled, Stay With Your Friends. I hope you enjoy this podcast, and like always, be blessed.
Praise the Lord, church.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, church.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you have to come out of your comfort zone sometimes. And so with that being said, we're going to line a hymn this morning. Hymn number 42, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. Amen.
Amen.
Father, I stretch my hands to thee, no other help I know.
Father, I stretch my hands to
thyself from me, or whether shall I go?
If thy will draw myself from me,
endure before I drew my breath.
What did thine only son
to secure my soul from endless death?
What pain, what labor to secure my
to thee I lift my weary longing eyes.
Author of faith, to thee I lift my
gift, my soul without it dies.
Oh, May I now receive that gift, my
God, another hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. I can feel the atmosphere being set already. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Sir, we do bless the Lord this morning. Amen. We bless God on this morning. Amen. We thank God for that. Amen. Yeah. Amen. That take me back to the day. Amen. Before you actually got up to preach, they would always bring a hymn. I'm a little nervous now, y'all. Amen, somebody. Amen. They would bring a hymn, amen, and that hymn just kind of opened up the window of heaven, amen, and God started pouring out blessings, amen? Amen, somebody. Amen. Let us bow just for a word of prayer, amen. Our Father and great God, here we stand this morning in this sacred and holy place, God, just telling you thank you, God, for all of your mercies, all of your graces, oh God. Knowing, God, you're the author and the finisher of our faith. God, even right now, we're asking that you just allow heaven to speak. Speak to our hearts. Order our steps. Create a clean heart in us, God. Move, God, in whatever area of our life you see needing now, God. And I ask you, God, even now, that you would speak for your children. Listen, God. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Certainly, we do bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm almost at a loss of words, church. Amen. But we're going to direct your attention to Proverbs 27 and 10. And the scripture reads, a very simple scripture. It says, thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity. For better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Amen. As we consider our thought this morning, which is stay with your friend. That's our thought. As we consider our thought on this morning, we look back at, you know, what a friend is. Amen. A friend is someone who we believe will be there with you always. Amen. No matter what you go through. Amen. Whether you're on top of the world or if you're down in a ditch or in a valley below, a friend will always be there. But we find in this day of social media and trying to have friends, which are really not friends at all, we friend folk who are really not our friend. And we defriend folk who are really our friend. Unfortunately, the day that we live in, we desire that someone would tickle our ear, make our heart happy, amen, make us merry. And every time they come around, they have something good to say about you. A friend is not like that. Amen. A friend is one that when you're doing wrong, amen, somebody, your friend is going to call you out on it. Now, see, but here's something about a friend. When they do call you out more, they're not going to call you out in front of a whole church of folk. Amen, somebody. However, amen, if you're an offense into the church, Amen. Open rebuke is a sign of love. But when you're doing open rebuke and you're doing it, amen, just to show off or because you're man-spirited, amen, that's not a friend at all. That is not right. But then at the same time, we believe folk are a friend because they hold their tongue when we're doing wrong. And they'll tell us in this day and age, do what you feel is right to do. The Lord don't have us to do what we feel is right to do. We do what's right in the sight of the Lord. Amen. But we're here today to tell you, amen, to stay with your friend. But now we look back at our lives, amen. We have some folk in our lives who've been around since kindergarten, been around since first grade, amen. Been around since we were the new kid on the block. They've been around for it, amen. Those are some of the friends that we have. But then some of us, amen, we have some friends who are the Johnny come lately. Why did they just show up, amen? Johnny come lately, amen. That is the one, amen, who just show up right now, amen, because you're doing good. But those Johnny come lately, amen, there's a reason that they showed up right now. If you look back over your life, amen, they were not your friend. When you were going through, when you had death in your family, amen, when you experienced the birth of a child, when you had something going wrong, when you got fired from your job, amen, when your job gave you a pink slip, amen, that friend walked away because you could no longer do nothing for them. But friends, amen, there's something else, amen. But the thing about it, we have to realize, amen, there is a friend that we should always keep around. The scripture says in Proverbs 27 and 10, amen, thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not. And we're going to leave the rest of it alone for today. Amen. Just talk about a friend, keeping your friend. Amen. A young man, amen, who I've become very fond of over the years, Brother Richard, amen, is Michael Corleone, amen. He said, keep your enemies close, keep your friends close, and keep your enemies closer, amen. I don't know if I subscribe to that thought or not, amen. I'd rather have a friend that's really, really, really close by me, amen. Here this morning, as we talk about keeping your friends, amen, stay with your friend, we're going to talk to you first and foremost about a good friend, amen. A good friend we'll find over in Proverbs 18 and 24, and these are the words that we find. Proverbs 18, 24 says, a man that has friends must show himself friendly. And therefore, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There's a lot of implication in this particular scripture. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. Why do we strike this up this morning? The Lord hit me real hard, church, on last week. Because I watched and I saw how sometimes we can be some unfriendly folk. We can be some unfriendly folk. We'll find folk who agree with us and want to make them our friends. Amen. I heard on this a job where the boss said, hey, you know, if I'm wrong, you know, let me know I'm wrong. Don't agree with everything I'll say. See, some of us, we're on these jobs, amen, and we're trying to have a good friend with our boss. And when our boss is messing up, and it's your responsibility to tell your boss that they're messing up, it's your job to tell the prince, amen, when his pants are down, amen, and you're afraid to do so because you think you're going to lose your job. And that ain't right, church. You got to open, if you got a good friend, you got to show yourself friendly, amen. A man that has friends must show himself friendly, amen. That means you cannot walk around with a mean spirit, amen, look like you're sucking on lemons all day long, treating people bad in any kind of way, and say, amen, you're going to have some friends. Notice, if you will, amen, y'all who love the Facebook, amen, y'all love to get on the book all the time, amen. Go ahead and smile, y'all. Y'all got your whole life out there, man. You got 105 million friends, and everything you say that's contrary to the word as a believer, every misstep you make, amen, they'll give you an amen. But then at the same time, amen, when you are in step with the Lord and you throw the word out there, amen, because the Lord has unctioned you to do it, amen. Let me take a pause on that one right there, amen. Every now and then, some of us get out there on the book, amen, and we put things out there just because other folk got them out there. Some of us put the scripture out there, amen, just because we think it's going to get us a bunch of likes, amen, and our friend value is going to go up, amen. That's not it, amen. You don't have friends doing those things. The friends not giving you the accolade, but a man that has friends must show himself friendly, and you cannot walk around treating everybody bad. The scripture goes a little further. I didn't even talk about that. The scripture goes a little further, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, y'all who've been around the word long enough, you realize, amen, that we're pointing back to Jesus. That's who we're talking about. He is the friend that's going to stick closer than a brother. Because some of y'all, amen, take a look, you've got brothers and sisters, you found some of them, amen, they treated you bad coming up. Yeah, I'll tell the truth and shame the devil. Don't sit back and play like you got all together in your family in the church and you know you messed up. Amen. But also you'll find, amen, that even now some of your same family, your same brothers, they're still treating you bad. Now you are using that as justification to do bad by them yourself. But if you are a child of God, if you're a friend of the Lord's, amen, you're going to treat them right even when they're treating you wrong. You're going to give to them when they would not give to you. Even though yesterday wouldn't give you nothing, you're still going to give to them. Why? Because we have hopes that we're going to win them over. Amen. Just like the Lord did for us. The Lord tells us in his word. Amen. How did he draw you, you, and you? With loving kindness have I drawn thee. How did Abraham get to the point and he became a friend of God? Because Abraham was obedient to God. When God asked Abraham, when God led Abraham, Abraham did it. They're the friend that sticks closer than any brother. Now, some of you may challenge my words this morning and say, no, I've got a good friend that's been around all my life and there's nobody who can stick closer to them. I'm telling you, man, if you find a friend in Jesus and you can find that Jesus called you his friend, he is going to be closer to you than anybody you've ever seen. Even when you don't realize he's there, when you was down and out, and you thought you was going to die, you thought you was ready to check out, and somehow you heard a still, quiet voice talking to you. That was the Lord talking. That's the friend. But brother preacher ain't sure when everybody else showed up. He don't need to come around when everybody else comes around. He knows what you need and when you need it. He knows when he needs to show up. Even though you don't feel him, you don't see him, you don't hear him get away, he is right there. But remember the opening part of that scripture. A man that would have friends must show himself friendly. If you want the Lord to be your friend, you got to be his friend. How do I get to that point, brother preacher? Man, you start doing what the Lord has called you to do. Not so in the natural, so in the spirit. Know how y'all are. Sometimes you're trying to win somebody over so bad. And you do any and everything. If they say jump, you say how high? If you can't swim and they say jump in the pool, you say, which end you want me to jump in? You would do anything they tell you to do. If you're doing that in the natural church, go ahead and stop right now. But see, that's how we win Jesus over, amen. When he called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, if you want to be a friend of his, get out. Go to him. Leave out of that dark place. In other words, be obedient to the Lord. The Lord says, amen, that you need to keep his commandments. He says commandments are not grievous. He is leading you to a place, amen, that is going to bless you and keep you and have a place reserved for you in heaven where he is also. Amen. But a man that has friends must show himself friendly. Amen. The word says there's a friend that sticketh much closer than a brother. And that friend is Jesus. Notice, amen, over in Mark chapter 2. The Lord shows us how he was and is a friend to the sinner. Now, wait a minute, brother preacher. You just told me to come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Look at Mark chapter 2, verse 15 to 16. Amen. We find, amen, that Christ went into the house. Amen. He sat with publicans. He sat with sinners. And what did he do? He ate with them. Now don't get it mixed up. Don't get it twisted, amen, and think you can go back to the place where God has called you out of, amen. That's not what he's saying, amen. What he's saying, amen, is I became, as Paul said, all things, all men that I may win some. He didn't become a sinner because the Bible says that with Christ, he was in all points tempted, but he sinned not. But he ate with them. And as a result of him eating with those sinners and praying for them and laying hands on them, then the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes, they talked about him. What he's saying, brother, amen. When you start, amen, being a friend, amen, to anybody, amen. When you start just letting folks know I'm your friend, I'll do for you. I'm not going to hang with you. Y'all got it? I am going to help you out, but I'm not hanging out in the club with you. I'm not going down to them places that you know you I talked to some young men, and it blew my mind, Richard. Even in my wildest days, never even thought of it. I've always believed from a child that you work for what you get. And every dime, Pam, that you get and you work for, you like, you want to keep your money. Am I right about it? You're not just going to go out and blow it on right, just living like the prodigal son, because he didn't work for that. But these guys nowadays, y'all just bear with me just for a little while. What they would do now, They go to these places, amen, and they give these women money to watch these women. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And not just $5 or $10. They spend $1,400, $5,000 a night. And they think as a result of what they're doing that they've won them a friend. It's not a friend at all. God is calling us out of all of that. Amen. He's not telling us to go down to those places and hang out. Amen. But he's telling them, we got to be a friend even to those who seem to be friendless. That's what he's telling us. Amen. But the Pharisees and the scribes, amen, they called him a sinner because he ate with them. No matter where you are, he's with you. And oh, by the way, he'll come and see about you. Once again, don't mistake what I'm saying. That is not telling you to go out and do whatever you want to do. For when you decide and desire that you want to do something that's contrary, and each and every one of you got a good mind on you, got the Spirit of God in you, you came from a good pedigree, you know what right and wrong is. So don't find yourself out there trying to do what everybody else is doing. But a good friend like Christ, he'll be with you always, amen. But every now and then what we find happens, amen, people decide to walk away from their friend. Y'all ever been there before? Why do people walk away from their friends? In 2021, they say, my friend became toxic. They say, oh, my friend, you know, started doing something different than me. See, some of y'all have been down this road. I ain't going to embarrass y'all now. Some of y'all have been down this road, and I hope all of y'all get down this road. Some friends walk away from you because you start walking with the Lord. Am I right about it? If you really and truly walking with the Lord, you'll find, amen, that some of your friends or your so-called friends, they're going to turn and walk away. So what do? Let them walk away. But we as believers say, well, brother preacher, you told me, amen, to keep my friend. So I'm going out and I'm doing everything I can to win them back. No, at that time, God is saying, I am separating you. He said, come out from amongst them and be ye separate. I am separating them from you that you can get right with me. I want you to be a friend. But when they walk away, we run after them. That is the time that you pray for them. Your prayers can move faster than your little feet can. God sits high. He looks low. He reigns upon the whole world. He's like a bird looking at everything that's going on. God knows where your friend is. And if they're a true friend, God will bring them back around. Maybe he's trying to get them right. Just maybe. There's some things he's trying to get right in you. You could have been that close to destruction. And I'm not just talking about death of the body. I'm talking about spiritual death. And God brought you out of that mess by taking that individual out of your life. See, I don't know about you when I was saved. When I got saved, I'm still saved, y'all. When I got saved, there's some folk I didn't want to cut off. They meant too much to me. They had done too much for me. So what happened, Tasha? God had to take them out of the way. God moved them out of the way. So he let them walk on, but too many times. We as believers, when we find ourselves a friend of God, we get upset, we get mad, and y'all listen good this morning. We decide that we want to walk away from the Lord. We will find, amen, that we'll walk away from the church because we are on bad terms with the Lord. But then you'll blame the preacher. The choir don't sing like they used to. The deacons don't call me. The mothers don't check on me. No one cares about me. The Bible says, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. But too often, folk will walk away. 1 John 2:18 says, little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard, the Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many, y'all get this good, there's many, many Antichrists whereby we know that it is the last time. Take a pause right there real quick. When we say we know it is the last time, it is not the last time John's going to speak to you. It is not the last time the preacher's going to preach him. These are the last days that we're living in. That's what John was trying to tell us. These are the last days. How do you know? Because Antichrist has come. The spirit of Antichrist is here. People are turning and walking away from the church, and that is spirit of Antichrist. And he had reason they're walking away. Don't get mad at me this morning. The word tells us, amen, in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall become lovers of themselves. They're going to love the things of the world more than the things of God. And as a result, what are they going to do? They're going to walk away. Why? Because they became a lover of the world. But the Bible lets us know, amen, if you are a lover of the world, you're an enemy of God. God, don't walk away from your friend. Don't turn your back on your friend. I'm talking about Jesus now, church. I ain't talking about me. I ain't talking about the sisters. I ain't talking about the brothers. I'm talking about Jesus. Don't walk away and turn your back on God. If you find yourself walking down the path which takes you away from the Lord, now is the time that you can hear me for you to turn around and come back to the Lord. He's waiting on you to come back. Even though you walked away, Christ said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He said, I will be with you always. Let me get somebody in church to just testify just for a minute, amen. You remember when you gave your life to the Lord, you got saved? Y'all remember that day? Do you remember when you gave your heart over to the Lord? You gave your hand to the preacher, amen. You committed your ways unto God, and you said, I'm going to forsake the world. But then along the way, amen, the tempter came, and you fell for what he was selling, and you found yourself backsliding. You found yourself doing what you said you would not do. But guess what, amen? Even through all of that, amen, the Lord was still right there with you. He would not walk away from you. The only time we find ourselves separated from God is when we ourselves do the separating. God said, amen, there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God. Not death, not peril, not heights, not death. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. That means the time you fail, the time you stumbled, the time you did like Peter and just totally denied the Lord, amen. He said, I would not leave you. Notice what he did with Peter, amen. When Peter walked away, even though Peter looked from afar, when Christ was ready to come out, tell my disciples and Peter. Why, Peter? Because he wants you to know, even though, church, you walked away, you turned your back on the Lord is saying, I'm still right here. I haven't walked away from you. I've seen folk, one is trying to walk away and just do crazy, and the other's trying to keep them from it, like your children. You do all you can, they're trying their darndest, and you're trying your darndest to keep them from doing it. They're trying to walk away. They're trying to get out the house, and you're standing at the door trying to prevent them from getting out. You're locking windows, amen. You're putting alarms in, trying to keep them from getting out, because, you know, if they get out there, they're going to get entangled in a snare, and they're going to get entangled in the mess. You're trying to keep them from walking away. Anybody ever been down that road before? We know, amen. They're making crazy decisions, amen. They're following what the world says, amen. The world says do everything contrary to the word. If you don't believe me, just turn any TV station on. Look at it. You got men kissing men, women kissing men, and people stealing money, and people killing each other. Look, any way you look at it, that is the order of the day. They're trying to walk away, but you try to keep them from doing it. That's the way it is with Christ. Some of us, amen, tried to walk away, and God just kept letting us fall and stumble, going down the wrong way, just kept letting our money run out, kept letting our friends, amen, turn their back on God, trying to keep you from walking. But if you have, come back to God, amen. He's standing right here waiting on you, amen. Lovers of the world, that is the reason that people walk away from the Lord. They're not going to say, I love this old world better than Christ. They'd rather stand in the face of God and lie and say, God, you know I love you, while they're holding the hand of the world behind their back, doing everything for the world behind their back, amen. Won't do anything for God, won't speak up for him, amen. Won't live for him, won't even help anybody out. That's the reason that people walk away. They become lovers of this old world. But you must know that heaven and earth shall pass away. But his word, his love, is going to remain. Giving up the world, that's a sign of you being a new creation in Christ. You walking away from the lust and the fleshful thing. That is a sign that you are a child of God. You are a friend of God, amen. Because you have it in you, amen. There's a turn and walk away from all of that evil stuff. You turn and walk away from all of that stuff that you used to do. There was a time, amen, where all they got to do is, hey, let's go get our groove on you out the door. But now you say, no, I'm not going to do that because I belong to God. I am a new creation in God. Meaning God has made you, but God has given you, amen, a heart of flesh and not of stone. Amen. God has given you, amen, the spirit of love. Amen. He's given you the spirit of power. Amen. He's given you a sound mind to decide that you're not going to walk away from your friend named Jesus. Leave everything else, church, but don't leave Jesus. He will never, ever leave you. The word lets us know, amen, that we have a friend that is going to love us at all times through thick and thin. Once again, at onset, we spoke of some friends, some people. I'm not even going to call them friends now. There are some people. The only time they're going to be with you is when you're on the winning team. In the sight of the world. But if you're on Jesus' side, amen, you know you're on the winning team. You already know what the end of the book says. You know what's going to happen at the very end, amen. God is going to prevail over evil, and then he's going to give all of us who are his friends, who's written in the Lamb Book of Life, he's going to give us a place in heaven. Through thick and thin, Proverbs 17:17, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. We're taking, church, and y'all please don't get mad at me, amen. We're taking, amen, all of these brotherly fellowship that we've made here on earth, amen. All of these different jobs, all of these different social groups that we have, we're committing ourselves to them more than we're committing ourselves to the Lord. If your social group would ask you to go and do something, you're willing to do it. But if the Lord said, hey, I need you to go and do X, Y, and Z, you won't do it. If the church said, we need a hand doing this, we got a prayer meeting, amen. We got a Bible study, amen. We've got to go out and minister to somebody, amen. You're not willing to do it, brother preacher. You know I got something else to do. We need to get our house in order, get our priorities right, get our fix set on God. What do you mean our fix? Get our eyes, get our lines, get our bearings all set on the Lord. So the friend loveth at all times. When you were dead in sin, when you was dead to Christ in the world, the Bible says that Christ died for you. That's a friend. When you don't realize that you're messed up, you're all tangled up, your friend will come to your rescue. When you wake up, you say, how did I get here? I just brought you here. You've been there, Deke. Many of us been down that road, amen. We done lost our mind. We got in a wreck. We got high on something, and we thought we was dead, and you wake up, and God is the one that sustained you. Yeah. Seeing some of these fraternities nowadays, y'all going off to college, don't get caught up in it. For the most thing they're not promoting in college is Christ. They're not doing it. But if fine, you get there and the fraternities start doing things, have these various initiations and things that go on that stays private and secret for a long time. And all of a sudden, things go just a little too far. And someone finds themselves sprawled out on the floor, amen, overly intoxicated, overly beat up, something wrong with it. What the folk do? They pack it up and leave. And leave them right. And many folk have died just because they were not rendered aid, amen. But Christ would never, ever do you like that. He's a friend. He's going to stick with you through thick and thin. When you're wrong, he's still there. He's not going to tell you right when you're wrong. But he's going to say, I'm still right here with you. I'm telling you the right thing to do, amen. But the world, when the going gets tough, that's when your friends leave you. Ever been there before? I told you my story many times. I had friends, they left me. I got punished for it. But I was wrong. But I got their punishment also. That ain't where it should be. But Christ, I will never leave you nor forsake you. When we was dead, Christ saved us. You give your life to him, he'll wash you. You give your life to him, he'll cleanse your heart. You give your life to him, he will make you whole. All of those voids or spots in your heart, in your life, that you wonder how to fix, he will make them right. Why? Because he's that friend who's going to stick with you through thick and thin. You fall down, as many of you have. Some of you slipped. Some of you fell. Some of y'all just dived into it. But guess what? Christ, he was still right there with you. I know I got some witnesses. See, here's the thing, church. When you go a little further in the Lord and you mature in Christ, you realize all that stuff you used to hide and pretend you ain't did. Oh! You ain't like, no, daughter, I ain't never did that right there. But don't you do it. How you know, daddy? How you know? Don't do it. I'm just telling you, don't do it. You did it. But when you get to the place and you can sit down and say, child of God, my child, my baby, my daughter, my son, you don't need to do it. Mama been down that road before. Daddy been down that road before. I can see the signs of that man. He going to treat you bad. I can see that woman. That woman don't care about you. Only thing she care about what you got. I can see right now, amen, that one, amen, that pretending to be a child of God, they're coming to church with you right now. But once you give your hand to them, once you give your life to them, they're going to turn and walk away. Why? Not because of you, but because they don't like the God you serve. The word tells us, church, don't you be unequally yoked. I don't know who y'all finna get in a relationship with. Don't do it. Don't do it. They ain't got nothing to my nose. Don't do it. If y'all got talk, dog, and half, y'all got white chocolate, whatever y'all got, amen. Y'all don't sit back and get entangled with that mess if they don't believe in the God that you serve. Mm-mm. You'll regret that one. Y'all done been down that road, am I right about it? Y'all done been down that road before, got duped. Christ. That when you fell down, when you slipped down, when you turned back, when you're the backslider, I was still right there for you and with you. Jeremiah says, at the word of the Lord, amen, I am married to the backslider. Thick and thin. God is right there with you. Christ, he's not going to turn his back on. Think about it now. We've said, and we've established, amen, most of us, the ones who tell the truth, most of us who tell the truth, if y'all liars, y'all better get right, amen. Who will tell the truth, amen, and we know, amen, that we gave God some reason to leave us. Am I right, Stephen? God could have left us with reason. Oh, goodness. He had a good reason to leave some of us. Some of us just like Peter. No, I don't know him. Let me hit another hit of that right there. Christ could have left us. When you got in that wreck, when you all messed up, you were doing ungodly things, but he took care of you. He had opportunity and he had reason to let you go. But he said, I forgave you for all men of sin and evil. Y'all go ahead and take my tents, and I ain't gonna let y'all go too much. My tents and go down memory lane and see how the Lord could have left you. See, if I give y'all 11, y'all gonna be lost. Y'all ready, well, brother preacher? I smell it. I want to go back. Now we ain't doing that one. Christ had many occasions, many opportunities to leave you, but he kept his word. Friends nowadays, Vonnie, they don't keep their word. They talking about they ride or die. They ain't ride or die. They ain't ride or die. Leave where it is, brother preacher. But Christ kept his word. When you was messed up, he'd already said, I'll never leave you. He did not go back on his word. You know this for yourself. He did not go back on his word. So if you have walked away from God and you realize that God is still trying to call you, he's with you. Even now, he's trying to get you back. Yeah. Worldly friends, as I said, they are sometime, hey, Michelle. Sometimes they like you. Most time they don't. Smile in your face. All the while they're trying to take your place. Woo! Worldly friends. Kayla, I can talk to you for a minute. And I'll talk to you. Some girls really hang out on you, hang real tough with you. They want you to give them all the dirt, all the business. All right now. All the while, they want what you got. But Christ didn't go back on his word. Worldly friends, they will, not Christ. He says, I will be with you always, even until the end of the world. That's a long time. Now, even though you and I may not make it until the world pass away, but when we get to the end of life as we know it, Christ said, I'm right there with you. And he looked back, amen, when you started to get ready to hit that pillow and you get ready to hear God call your name, he reminded you, amen, not of all that you did wrong, but all the time that you got it right with him, amen. He'll remind you, amen, that you gave your life to him and he gave his life for you. That's what he did. That's a friend. And that friend you do not want to leave. Church, don't leave your friend. Someone told me there's a friend. There's a friend in Jesus, and he'll bear all of our sins and griefs. He's the one that you can go to and tell everything you have done. And guess what? He's going to keep it right there, and then he's going to tell you, it's all right. For I died for that sin. See, some of us, amen, we say, you know what, brother preacher? I have not done anything like sin. I've lived right. John says, now y'all listen good. John said, I would that you not sin. In other words, he's saying, I would hope that you don't sin. Please don't sin. That's what he's saying to us as believers. He's saying, but if you do, he's talking to me, y'all. But if you do, you have an advocate. Who's going to forgive you for your sin now, tied in with Paul, amen. Paul says, amen, do we continue in sin that grace may abound? Y'all better preach back there. God forbid, amen. That means don't you take God for granted. Don't take your friend for granted. Anybody got a friend, they say, if you ever need something, just let me know. Just call and I'll be there. Just let me know, just ring that number. I'm there. But those of us who are true friends, we don't do it all. We don't call them all the time. We got to have a need before we call them. Y'all feel me? You got to have a need before you call them. Now, other folk, amen, when they're playing you, amen, every time you turn around, amen, come on, I need something. I need this. I need that. Amen. I'm just talking, amen. I need it every time. But then when you call them, what they do? See, y'all know the story. Y'all got them friends too. But Christ, no matter how big or how small your problem is, we need to take it to Christ. But if we turn our back on the Lord, if we walk away from our friend, amen, if we are only with Christ, amen, when things are really, really good and not when they get bad, amen, I question your relationship with him. But he's still your friend. Once again, notice what God does with his friends. And I'm done, church. Notice what he does with his friends. He don't talk behind their back. He don't do that, y'all. If y'all talk behind your friend back, stop doing it. What God does is just like he did with Moses. He spoke to Moses face to face as a friend. That's what we do for our friends. God protects us as his friend, as his children. What do you mean, brother preacher? Amen. God tells the world, touch not my anointed to do my prophet. He's talking about the children of God. Touch not my prophet. Woo! Touch him not. Do him no harm. Don't mess with my children. Notice what David does, church. David, he also was a friend of God. He had a heart like God. He was a man after God's own heart, amen. And David realized, amen, that I cannot mess with anything that belonged to God. Though David sinned and messed up, we'll all agree, he messed up, but God kept loving him. God picked him up, amen. God chastised him, but God kept him. Even when David was running for his life, and a man came and told him how he had killed the guy who was trying to kill David. David, you did what? You touched God's anointed? You did what to him? And David slew the man who had touched God's anointed. Even though God's anointed was doing something he had no business doing, he still belonged to God. If you're a friend of God, God is going to take care of you. But if you walk away from him, there's two types. There's a temporary and there's a permanent. When we look over in John chapter 6, verse 65 through 69, we find something that happens. A lot of those who are walking with the Lord, a lot of the disciples, they walked away from the Lord. They turned their back on it. The 12 stayed right there. And Christ asked them, and I ask you, he said, will you also leave me? Will you also walk away? Will you also turn your back on me? They left him, and they came not back. But then Peter, as I mentioned before, Peter denied that he knew Christ, but notice in the end, Peter turned right around and came back, and he started serving the Lord. Temporary and permanent. Those who have walked away and your fate has not been seared like with a hot iron, it's time for you to come back to the Lord. The Lord is waiting on you, his friend, to come back. He's waiting on that. He's waiting on you to commit yourself back to him. He's waiting for you. He's calling. He's crying out to you today. But those who are there, conscience seared like with a hot iron, and you're not going to do right, we're going to pray for you. I can't determine anyone's fate, but this I know, church, by the word of the Lord, that everyone does not make it in, but we have to do our darndest to get our life right with the Lord, commit our hearts to Christ, and become a friend of God, that on that last day when God calls us out of this place and he calls us to eternal rest, we can have rest and not torment because we are a friend of God. This morning, if you're here, and first, you have never ever given your life over to the Lord, and today you're ready to give your life to him, we offer you a friendship with Christ. Two, if you're here and you gave your life over to the Lord at some point and you walked away from the Lord, you turned your back on the church, and you're ready today to recommit yourself to the Lord, we offer you the opportunity to reconnect your relationship with God. And finally, if you just need prayer this morning, we offer you that also. Is there one this morning for Christ in whatever fashion it is? Is there one who desires to have Christ as their friend? God, here we stand, God, telling you thank you for this day. Thanking God for allowing us to have a friend such as Jesus. One who, when we were dead in our sins and trespasses to God, he died for us. He allowed sinful man to beat him for us. He allowed them to pierce him in the side and nail him to a cross for us. He allowed them, God, to place him in a tomb, God, just because of our sins. That is the kind of friend that he is, God. And then, God, you saw fit to raise him up from the dead that we might have a right to life eternal with you one day, God. We tell you thank you, God. But now, God, we pray, God, those who have walked away, God, those who don't know you, God, that you would grab them and call them back into your house, God. Back into fellowship with you, God. We pray, God, you would do it now that you, God, may be glorified, God. We tell you thank you now, God, and we ask it in Jesus' name. and for his name's sake, we do pray. Amen. Amen. And amen.
St. John's Nation, I hope you enjoy listening to Pastor Michael H.L. Robinson Sr. bring the word that God has given him. If you'd like to see Pastor live, you can visit our church at 715 Winding Road, Kingsland, Georgia, or watch him on Facebook Live at SJNBC Kingsland. You can also follow Pastor on Instagram and Twitter at SJNBC Kingsland. If you like our ministry and you would like to donate, you can go to our website at www.sjnbckingsland.org, or you can give on GiveFi at St. John's Missionaries Baptist Church, Kingsland. I hope you have a blessed day, and like always, always be blessed.